listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. My wife and I have been a couple for 20 years. Together we have a son who just turned 9. We have been through a lot together, including 9/11, when we lived together in downtown New York. I wasn't always the easy one to deal with, but looking back, I never seemed to see it that way. You see, this is my third marriage and double-digit relationship once you start counting dating. There was always a reason which I justified myself to move on to a new relationship where I just knew she was going to be the right one for me. I heard a lot of people all the while thinking and believing that I was the one being hurt. I was completely blinded to anyone's love for me because of my selfish desires and my lust of the flesh. Recipes for a life filled with disaster and regret. The Bible in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 11, speaks of me as I read it now. Then they all went home, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time. The older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your sin of life." In the book of 2 Chronicles, the Lord says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." In closing, don't be afraid to turn your battles over to God. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Pirates Cove Resort in Stuart has everything you need to make your special event a success. Weddings, anniversaries, family reunions, any occasion. Banquet rooms and flexible event space are available for up to 300 guests. Some may wish to stay in our 50-room boutique hotel with sweeping views of the Manatee Pocket. Enjoy the cuisine of the Pirates Loft restaurant or browse the gift shop. More information is available at 772-287-2500 or at PiratesCoveResort.com.
A slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 and serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties.
Luann, revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne. The kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than you dream.
Do you agree? that he's worthy.
Yes, we all agree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you agree that he's faithful and true?
Yes, we all agree.
Do you agree that he's powerful and mighty?
Yes, we all agree.
Oh, so we say,
oh Lord, we agree in the power and strength of
you.
Nisi fights your battles. Jehovah Nisi fights your battles. Jehovah Nisi fights your battles. It's who he is, yeah. Jehovah Nisi fights your battles. Jehovah Jireh meets your need. Jehovah Rapha heal your body, yeah. Jehovah Shalom be your peace, whoa. Jehovah Nisi fights your battles. Jehovah Jireh meets your need.
Take my breaking heart and make it holy. today it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday I didn't understand. Driving 35 with the rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and my just be alive. The world's gonna hear, 'cause I'm gonna shout. And I will be dancing when circumstances drown the music out. Say I won't. Not enough is what I've been told. But it must be a lie, 'cause the spirit inside says I'm so much more. So let them say what they want. Oh, I dare them to try. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's gonna hear, 'cause I'm gonna shine.
If you make the Most High your dwelling place,